AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Israel's fractured coalitions now forging an emergency unity government in its war against Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreeing to the wartime cabinet, his rivals sworn in today. At least 1,200 confirmed dead after the Islamic militants stormed Israeli villages 6 days ago. ABC's Britt Clennett in Tel Aviv says Israelis are in shock.
This is very much a country reeling. It's mourning. It's angry. And that kind of helps in having a uniting impact and support for retribution, retaliation against Hamas.
27 Americans were also killed in the terror attacks, 14 missing. Americans also among the hostages Hamas is holding in Gaza. More than 1,400 Palestinians have died from Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. More U.S. aid to Israel on hold with the House Speaker position still vacant. This is ABC News. A new walkout, this one in Las Vegas.
Thousands of culinary union workers are heading out to picket lines in front of some of Las Vegas's biggest resorts as they negotiate with MGM Resort, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn. They want better wages and working conditions, citing workload and inflation. The union's Ted Papageorge says negotiations have not been going well.
It's the workers that got them through the pandemic, and it's the workers that have led them to these incredible profits.
The union says the pickets are a warning to the resorts that if they cannot come to a deal, a strike could happen in the next few weeks.
ABC's Alex Stone. Inflation eased slightly last month. Consumer prices up 0.4% from August, 3.7% from a year ago. The core CPI, excluding food and energy, up 4.1%, the smallest hike in 2 years. Fed officials signaling they may not raise interest rates again this month. Social Security recipients getting a 3.2% raise next year, about $59 more a month. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A superior man who was convicted of second-degree intentional and unintentional homicide in Minnesota appeared in Douglas County Circuit Court yesterday on additional charges. 37-year-old Jacob Colt Johnson was found guilty by a Duluth jury for the murder of Ricky Balsimo Jr. in 2021. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison. The Douglas County charges stem from Johnson and 43-year-old Robert Thomas West of South Range cutting up Balsimo's body and dumping it into Lake Superior. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is calling on Republican lawmakers to revisit his plan for addressing the state's workforce challenges and child care crisis. Governor Evers called a special session of the legislature in September to address those issues and his plan to invest $340 million into the Child Care Counts program and to make the program permanent. Republicans in the state assembly quickly adjourned the special session and took no action on the proposal, but left the door open for future consideration. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Appointments will help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Shamblot Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shamblotfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a high near 54. Tonight, rain with a low around 46. And Friday, more rain with a high near 47. Grab a tray at Cafe Latte's cafeteria and select from a wide variety of sandwiches, salads, and soups. The bakery features fresh baked breads, cupcakes, and more, while the pizza and wine bar has gourmet pizzas that pair perfectly with their 30-plus wines by the glass. Located off Victoria and Grand in St. Paul, or at cafelatte.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
The weather matches my broken twin's heart today. It is the It is the Matt McNeil Show. I'm a camper. I'm Matt. Ready to go. Brad, how are you today?
I'm doing all right here.
How are you, you ice cold monster? How are you? Have no emotions right now.
Because I know the Vikings are going to come through for us.
Yeah. Hey. Yep. Oh yeah. It's it's going to be a painful year. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We got a lot of things to get to today. We have no guests, though, so your calls are always welcome. And as a matter of fact, a little bit later on, we're going to be looking for your calls. Ooh la la, is as I like to say, ooh freaking la la. But a lot of things to get to. We got to start off, though, with our brand new, we're doing some giveaways here. Now, the Sexy Liberal tour is coming back. It is a pay-per-view event. Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal Tour Comedy Show. One show only, Saturday, October 21st. So it's a week from this Saturday at the Sabin Theater in L.A., Los Angeles. She is going to be there. Hal Sparks, Frangela, and I can announce that coming up next Thursday, John Fugelsang will be on the show with us. He'll also be at the pay-per-view event, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Tour Comedy Show. They also have a bunch of special guests. Shh, can't say anything. And we are giving away some pay-per-view passes for the Sexy Liberal Show. Now, we're doing it two ways. Now, a little bit later on this show, listen for your chance to call in, and you will get yourself a pass, pay-per-view pass, so that you can watch the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Tour Comedy Show on Saturday the 21st. All right? All right, so listen for your chance to call in. But one way we're also doing it, because there's a lot of people that listen to the show on the podcast, they listen to it later, listen on the SoundCloud, on the iTunes, where all the kids are at today. I remember when there was a day when if you didn't hear my show and you didn't tape it, you didn't hear it. But now you get it all the time. So, but there are some people that were like, you know, that they don't listen to it live, so they might not have a chance to win. So we have solved this problem because we have approached it via our social media. We have social media at the Twitter, at the Facebook, and for Instagram for AM 950. And we're making a special post each day at 9 a.m. If you comment with the phrase you're supposed to comment with on that post, you'll be entered into possibly win yourself a pay-per-view pass to go see to watch Stephanie Miller on the 21st. Now, yesterday, this is yesterday's, the phrase was, I love Steph. And we get around 30 or so people that went
around that number.
Nice. Nicely done, people. 30 or so. So I got to randomly pick a number because I don't know any of the, I don't know. You've kept this. You give me a number. I just got to randomly pick a number.
1 to 29 is what I need.
1 to 29. 17. Number 17.
All right. Are you ready for the winner?
17. Yep.
Let me go because I have this sorted which platform. This will be an Instagram winner, and this is the name. Where is the name? There we go. Elmort is going to be our winner.
What's that?
Elmort.
Elmort. Nice, Tom. Elmort. You get yourself a pay-per-view pass, courtesy of AM 950. Now, once again, if you're listening right now live in Minneapolis, St. Paul, we'll give one away before 5 p.m. this afternoon to take away all those tears that you have for the Twins. But if not, we are going to give another one away on our social media for Friday. Okay, we're only doing this Monday through Friday. We should mention that. We're doing this tomorrow. There'll be a post up on the social media pages at 9 a.m. You need to comment on it. Brett, how about the comment they have to make on the social media post, whether that's the AM 950 page on Twitter, the AM 950 page on Facebook, or the AM 950 page on Instagram, is pay-per-view pass. All right? Pay-per-view pass. All you have to do is, whenever we make that post at 9 o'clock, write in the comment section, pay-per-view pass, and your account will be entered in for the drawing. We will do that again tomorrow, as well as on Monday, and all, you know, I think we're doing it all the way through Thursday next week, correct? I believe that's right.
So, yep.
All right, so there you go. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Listen for your chance to win this hour. Not this hour. I don't know. I have complete control over this contest. I will let you know when to call in. I have realized something that I think is a badge of honor for myself, Brett. And that is, I have been to what I like to call the Four Horsemen of the Minneapolis-St. Paul fast food apocalypse. I have been to four locations which I would claim are somewhat iconic in this. Now, pardon me, I have to open up my pouch of cough drops because, you know, it's that fun season again. So I'm going to list off these four. Brett, I want your personal opinion. If you agree that these would be kind of some of the more iconic lost fast food franchise locations, okay? And I really got to thinking about this because of the latest one that is shut down. Have you ever been to the White Castle on Lake Street that was right by the Kmart store over by Nicollet?
I have not in a long, long time.
But you did go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have gone there too. A cacophony of smells. How about I just say it like that? There's a lot going on there. It's a lot going on there. I did get myself some sliders there and enjoyed it and left. I'm actually more surprised that location stayed open as long as it did. If you really want to know the truth, there were people that I think that actually had to get mail delivered there. I'm just going to be honest with you. There was more of a residence situation, I think, going on in that White Castle. So there's one of them. The White Castle at Lake Street by the Kmart there, which is now gone. That's closed. It's gone now. Number two, the McDonald's in Dinkytown. Did you ever go to the McDonald's in Dinkytown?
Yeah, I've been to that one.
Nicely done. Two for two there, Brett. I remembered two people having sex in the upper booth of the McDonald's there at Dinkytown. Because you know what? When I'm thinking of Big Mac, I think of More. That's what I think. That is that is two all-beef patties, isn't it, right there?
Take it. They didn't have a kids' play area at that time.
This was before they could supersize things. Needless to say, you know, there's pills and doctors now. You can talk to them about these things. Yeah. But, no, that was the Playland going on up there.
Yeah, that's for sure, it sounds like. Yeah.
Hot apple pie. I have eaten at the Dinkytown McDonald's. Number three on your hit parade. This is a little bit of a deep cut, but we'll have to see if you go there. This would be the Burger King that used to be in the North Star Center downtown. You remember that one? Did you ever go to that one?
Not at all with that one.
Oh, did you just not go to Burger King's?
No, I don't remember that even being down
there. It was on the first floor. It was like the stupidest thing. Okay, so everyone's up on the second floor. I got an idea. Let's put things down below because no one will go there. But it was there forever. And even into like the 90s, I think it was, they had that 1970s Burger King decor in there. It was spectacular. It really was. Those hard seats that were like a metal rod to another metal rod that you sat at the table. I mean, it was just because no one was going to steal their tables because everyone wanted a Burger King table. They had that there. Oh, it was the North Star Burger King, the North Star Center Burger King. That's on the list of Twin Cities. The Four Horsemen of the Twin Cities fast food lost location apocalypse. And number four has to be the Arby's that used to be at 50th and France. The Arby's that used to be, or as, you know, as the dining guy has told me, wait a second, we call that Arby's. That was artesian roast beef on a brioche bun served with Jose sauce. You know, that's it. Jose sauce. Boy, who doesn't love a little Jose sauce? Did you ever go to the Arby's at 50th and France?
I've been by that plenty of times. I don't think I ever stopped.
They had the best potato cakes, like you were rich.
It's a weird location for an Arby's.
It was the most bizarre. I mean, here it is, all these high-end stores and restaurants and Arby's. Yes, curly fries. And I'm sorry. I mean, as much as Adina likes to say that they didn't like it there, there was a lot of hate eating going on at that place, man. There was a lot of beef and cheddars taken down with despair and disgust. I'm just going to be honest about it. Oh, you can still smell that place, too. We used to go there when the Adina Cinema used to be there. We used to go over there and, you know, have food there. So now if you really want to complete the bingo card, you can throw in a Nora's in there. Did you ever go to the Nora's?
I did not, no.
You know, do you remember Nora's?
No.
That was a chain that was around from like 79 to like 92. And it was, and I've talked about this before. It was a place where you could go get like meatloaf and a beer served to you by a woman that was actively smoking. You know, there you go, hon. Yeah. You got everything you need there? Okay, great. I'll be back a little bit later. You know, it was, and the ash was hanging off there. It was, and you sometimes got that in the canned gravy. Yum. But it was, you could get meatloaf. It was a family style sit down restaurant where you could get, you know, a platter of food of like homeschool food sort of thing and a beer. And they'd have beer on tap. And, of course, they never checked IDs. I mean, you could look like you're eight. You know, if I had enough, I'll get you a large, you know. There was a real Wisconsin vibe in there. I'll come back to that later in the show. But there was a real Wisconsin vibe in that place. Or, I mean, really the mecca of lost fast food, Minneapolis St. Paul fast food restaurants, the OCB, man, the Old Country Buffet. Did you ever go to an Old Country Buffet?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course you did. Those,
yeah.
I never forget. You remember they had that trough of cheese, nacho cheese, and there was like things in it. So someone had like lost, it could be chicken, it could be fish, it could be a piece of pie. You didn't know, but it was like there was large clumps in there. So you just had to kind of hollow out a spot, put your ladle in, let the nacho cheese sauce gradually flow in, and that's how you got clean nacho cheese. Yum. And that was always perfect for your pancakes. It was a dining experience. I guess maybe that's the word I'm thinking of. It was food. Okay, I don't even know if I really can use that term. But it was something. It was something.
I think I went there maybe the year before they closed for a work thing. It was somebody's birthday, and you get to choose where you wanted to go for lunch, and she chose Old Country Buffet.
You did? Really?
Yeah, the one in Roseville, because it was working at the time in Northeast Minneapolis. And yeah, that... I'm not surprised they closed shortly thereafter. The food did not look appealing. Very cardboard crust on the pizza.
A lot of gray meats. I mean, it was...
yeah, 2015, Old Country Buffet is... they were definitely past their prime.
Back in the 80s, I remember, was it the one that was out on 101 and 7? That it used to be in the High 7 strip mall that used to be out there before the Target bought it and rebuilt the massive Target over there. Yeah, there used to be one in there, and it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. But I mean, it was light years ahead of where it eventually got. You know, who doesn't like crunchy taco meat? I mean, it's just that's been under the heat lamp for a little bit too long. You might want to freshen that one up just a little bit. A salad bar. I went in there one time in the salad bar, and there was no lettuce. So I guess. There's no lettuce, and I'm like, okay, I guess I can make something out of onions and tomatoes. If you got some vinegar, I could make up some pickling sauce. I mean, I guess this is how we're going to survive. It was good. Did you ever go to the Ponderosa that was out on 394? Or it was back then it was Highway 12.
No, that's before. Yeah.
It was the best part about that place was it was designed to look like a really nice steakhouse, but it wasn't a really nice steakhouse, man. It was who likes to chew? Boy, get those jaw muscles ready because there you go. So, yes, I have been to not only the Four Horsemen of the Twin Cities closed franchise apocalypse, the White Castle on Lake near Nicollet, the Dinkytown McDonald's, the Burger King in North Star Center, and the Arby's that was at 50th and France. I have also dined at Nora's, and of course, who doesn't love the OCB, man? OCB. Give me a shirt that says Old Country Buffet. I'll wear that in a heartbeat, man. In a heartbeat. Boy, who doesn't like chicken in their chocolate fountain? Yum. Gah. Gah. It's a miracle I am alive. It's a miracle I have survived this long as it is. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. I'm going to dismantle the Twins here. I'm just going to get it done. I'm ripping the band-aid. I'm getting it over with. I'll do that when I come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
My grandpa Jim Warner treated his customers like family, and Warner Stellion is still doing that today. I'm Angela Warner, and to thank you for 69 years, Warner Stellion Appliance is offering unbeatable savings of up to 40% off, free dishwasher installation, and no interest for 2 years with your Warner's card. Plus, go to WarnerStellion.com for an exclusive $50 coupon. These deals end October 18th, so hurry into one of our 10 Minnesota stores. You'll love your new appliances and Warner Stellion.
There really is no place like home. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Home Health. When you're faced with an illness or an injury, being able to stay at home and receive care is important. Our home health offers a wide range of services, including skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapies, AIDS, homemakers, in-home respite care, and 24/7 live-in care. We'll work closely with your primary care provider to come up with an individualized plan for you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
If you've made the decision to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved by diverting what can be reused and recycled from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota can do it for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, there are funds available to make the environmentally right thing to do comparable to demolition. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at GreatWallRestaurant.us.
Oh, raising one brow on Twitter. Keep the hot side hot, the cool side cool. I put the D in the McDLT. I loved the McDLT. I'm sorry, I thought it was the best hamburger McDonald's ever made. I'm dead serious, too. I thought it was delicious. It was an insane waste of foam material. I mean, there's going to be, I mean, we've raised, I think, 3 or 4 degrees on the old Celsius scale just off the old McDLT containers. I mean, it was like when they first came out with CDs and they kept trying to package them like albums. And so you'd like open it up and there's like, okay, why did you give me all this? I just need the little case, man. You don't remember that, do you?
No, when they were in big old cases like
they're,
that.
They were like, yeah, I still to this day can't figure out what they were thinking with that. But no, I love the McDLT, man. Oh, God. And there were a lot of other great ones. And I'm not talking about great restaurants. I mean, there's a lot of great restaurants we have lost that I, you know, hey, I got a special place in my heart for the Poodle Club because nowhere else had the best biscuits and gravy and beer at 10 a.m. It really was an experience. But, I mean, if you think about the fast food locations, those four really are just kind of iconic in their kind of patheticness. And just really, it is just where it was. We're just, oh, there. That's, oh, yeah. Okay, fine. That's right. There is a White Castle there, isn't there? Oh, I forgot all about that. That sort of thing. Oh, my God. There was an Arby's over at 50th and France. Oh, my God. They could not get that Arby's out of there fast enough. How dare you?
Yeah. When did that get removed?
I'm going to say 20 years ago.
I thought it was sooner than that. Okay.
Well, I mean, they put it in with one of those places, you know, it's Chop House Grill Store. It's like, it's high-end wines basically geared towards people. Like, look, it's for pretty people, not you. I should go, you know what we should do? We should go over there to whatever that restaurant is in there and order Arby's food.
Gotta go. I want a big Montana.
Okay? I want a beef and cheddar. Do you still have the potato triangles? Potato triangles are great, man. Can I get potato triangles and extra horsey sauce? Thank you. Just have them just loathe me as a human being. 952-946-6205. Speaking of loathing me as a human being, the twins are going to feel that way here in just a minute. All right. Yeah, there were some bad calls in that game. There were, you know, shadows. There were things. I'm not going to make excuses for what really is the problem on that team. And it's twofold. Now, I will say this about the Twins, and this is something that is amazingly cool that I can actually say this today. That pitching staff is exceptional. That, you know, even Sonny Gray and Sonny, I do not feel bad, dude. That's a good team. They hitch off you. I know you feel bad. Don't feel bad. You guys pitched very well. And if not for the pitching staff, we would have been nowhere near the playoffs this year. Nowhere near them. I think, and as a matter of fact, I can say this, outside of maybe one or two tweaks in the bullpen, just sign everyone, keep them in staff, keep that same rotation, do like the Atlanta Braves did. You got the foundation of a good pitching staff. You can do a lot with that. So there's your positive. What the hell happened to our bats? What the heck happened to our bats? I mean, I'm dead serious. Whatever happened to our bats? I mean, I've used the term the plate discipline of a little leaguer in a home run derby. And it really was, that's what it was. I mean, it was comical. Strike one, strike two, strike three, strike one, strike three. I mean, it was like the Bugs Bunny cartoons. Swing, 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 you're out. Swing, 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 you're out. Swing, 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 you're out. The plate discipline of this team. I mean, and the thing which is crazy is that there was 2 days there, 2 days where this was going on. And at no point did it seem like the management of the team was like, well, we got to do something here because none of these guys are doing anything. And it wasn't like we took on the Astros' number one ace. No, these were the guys we're supposed to be able to beat up on, and we couldn't do squat against them. We made them look like the second coming of Cy Young. No, that was inexcusable, and it reminded me so much of the Jekyll and Hyde nature of this team. Remember, June and July, this team was unwatchable. Because they would get out there and they swing, 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 you're out. Swing, 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 you're out. I mean, there was almost a comical nature to how bad their hitting was. I mean, they played well up to like mid-May and then they just went right off the freaking cliff. June and July, especially June, was atrocious. And whereas with the Toronto series, we saw the Twins team that was around late August, early September. When it came to the Astros series, we saw the team that was around in June, and they looked B-A-D bad. B-A-D bad. And then you have to look at Rocco. And, I mean, the management of that team. Why? Why did you pull Ryan after two innings? Why did you pull? The guy's good for four or five. Why did you pull Joe Ryan after two innings? Why? That was stupid. And I mean, you didn't give him any chance. You basically, sure, it's nice we have a bullpen that you can bank on that they're going to do somewhat better and can hold a lead and stuff like that. But that was a bad plan, man. That was a bad plan. And that bit you. At least have some faith in your pitchers, because that's the only thing that you had on that team that was working for you. I don't think you fire Rocco Baldalli. I don't think you fire him. You definitely fire the hitting coach. The hitting coach needs to go. The hitting coach sucks. I want to repeat that, so in case anyone in the back row did not hear me, the hitting coach on that team should not be allowed to coach in this city anymore. They got, my God, you have good bats, and yet you you took a bunch of players who a few seasons ago were crushing the ball and you made them look like they were incompetent. Whoever the batting coach is, they need to be fired. They need to be fired. It's really disappointing because, you know, you look at this playoff right now. The Phillies look like they're about to take out Atlanta. Dodgers are gone. Baltimore's gone. If the Twins could have beaten Houston, I would say that they would probably be, probably outside of the Phillies. Maybe the Phillies would be the only team that would be favored to beat them. I think they would have had a chance. I think they would have been able to beat Arizona. I think they would have been able to beat Texas. But instead, because that, I mean, and we have to remind ourselves, yeah, we won game two, but we won game two because of Pablo Lopez. We won game two because Carlos Correa was fired up to be back in Houston. No one else on this team did squat outside of Royce Lewis getting a home run or a hit or two, but swing, 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 you're out. Swing, 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 you're out. Swing. Last night, Max Kepler was up in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs. You're down by one run. This is, I'm not saying something here that's advanced baseball knowledge. This is something that you were taught in Little League. That if you got two strikes and the game's over and you need to make up a run, any ball that comes near the strike zone, you either have to hit or you have to foul off. And he watched strike three, which was not a borderline strike. That was a clear strike. Kepler watched. Strike three, go right across the plate. Who does that? An 8-year-old, a 9-year-old does that. Just bad plate management, bad baseball management, bad batting management, just all around bad. Now, once again, I've complimented the pitchers. They were pretty good. If you keep them locked up, I think it's time for you to ask the question of, do you really need to keep Byron Buxton on this team? Because I think he's got some trade potential still right now. He might not have it. You need at least one more big bat to put between Correa and Royce Lewis. I think that you should definitely look at the rest of that roster and start trimming some of the fat away that cannot deliver in high stakes situations. But the reality is that I don't know. This town, I think, is a baseball town. And I know that that's blasphemous for Vikings fans or for hockey fans, but no, the reality is that this town has had championships in baseball. We saw what it's like to enjoy baseball again. And so, sure, it's easy for us to just sort of sit there and say, aren't they great? But the reality is that these are professionals. They're adult men getting paid a lot of money to play a game. And yeah, you can criticize them when they don't deliver. I love that team. I love baseball. I just love baseball, although I'm not going to watch the freaking Houston Astros. I can't stand those guys. But I love baseball. I've always have. I grew up in Rhode Island in the 1970s, so Carl Yastrzemski and Jim Rice and all those guys I'm big fans of. I grew up with baseball. But that back then, the Bruins weren't that great at that point. They had legacy, but they weren't that great. And of course, that was pre-Celtics gold with Larry Bird, and it was also when the New England Patriots were just a god-awful team. So the only thing you had to hope for as a kid was the Boston Red Sox. And I enjoyed them, and I fell in love with the sport. I'm not going to candy coat it. I'm not just going to sit there and say, didn't they do great? I said, you know, they could have done a heck of a lot better. And here's why they didn't do it very well. Now go fix those problems. Go win the division next year. And hey, maybe, just maybe, if you don't fall apart for June and July, you might be able to host more than just the play-in series to make yourself feel like, gee willikers, we get a participation trophy. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I want to talk about this horrible story up north in the metro area. Five police officers shot. We'll get back to that when we come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
From chasing fall colors on a scenic road trip to epic hikes, fall festivals, apple orchards, or long hours on a patio, fall in Minnesota offers clear blue skies, an endless tapestry of color, and unmatched beauty, perfect for setting the stage for any colorful adventure. Plan your dream trip at exploreminnesota.com. Sponsored by Explore Minnesota, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP or snapconstruction.com.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a high near 54. Tonight, rain with a low around 46. And Friday, more rain with a high near 47. Grab a tray at Cafe Latte's Cafeteria and select from a wide variety of sandwiches, salads, and soups. The bakery features fresh-baked breads, cupcakes, and more, while the pizza and wine bar has gourmet pizzas that pair perfectly with their 30-plus wines by the glass. Located off Victoria and Grand in St. Paul, or at CafeLatte.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Once again, reminder for when we do the post tomorrow on social media at 9 a.m. The phrase you need to put in the comment section on the AM 950 social media sites on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram is pay-per-view pass. Pay-per-view pass. Put that in there. You'll be entered in to possibly win a free pay-per-view pass to go see the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Tour show, which is coming up here a week from Saturday. All right? So pay-per-view pass. That's the phrase you need to put in there. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We're going to Glendorado Township. That sounds like a small town to me. I have never even heard of Glendorado Township, frankly, if you want to know the truth. I've been in the state a long time. That is the epitome of a small town where we hear from people that this sort of thing does not happen. This is very tragic. Five officers with search warrants were shot Thursday morning during an exchange with gunfire with a man west of Princeton in Benton County who was inside his home. We had numerous guns with him, according to various law enforcement sources. The officers, all assigned to the Sherburne County Drug Task Force, were expected to survive their injuries suffered in the mass shooting. Benton County Sheriff Troy Hex said in the statement issued about 1 p.m. The suspect, a 64-year-old man, was also wounded before his apprehension, Hex statement read. The suspect was injured in the incident and transported for treatment, said Hex statement. The cause and extent of his injuries are unknown at this time. The officers were there to search his home in the 200 block northeast of 190th Avenue for reasons that law enforcement have yet to disclose. The man's criminal history includes felony drug conviction in 2006, another conviction for the same offense in the mid-1980s, according to court records. Of the five wounded officers, three are with the Sherburne County Sheriff's Office, one is with the Princeton Police Department, another is with the Elk River Police Department, Heck's statement continued. Two officers are in the hospital in St. Cloud. Three were taken to North Memorial in Robbinsdale Thursday morning. Law enforcement has scheduled a mid-afternoon press conference in Benton County, seat of Foley, where further details about the incident are expected to be released. It is a practice the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is among the agencies involved in an investigation. Emergency dispatch audio disclosed one officer was shot in the chest and pelvis shortly after 7 a.m. The dispatch audio added that the officer was conscious and breathing while he was taken to the hospital. Godspeed. While the suspect was holed up in his home, he possessed three handguns, four long guns, and ammunition, and possibly suffered a gunshot wound in the leg. The dispatch audio continued. At one point, the officer said in a dispatch the man was concerned about going back to prison. Emergency vehicles, including fire trucks, Humvees, squad cars, armored vehicles, staged on the highway near the house. Shortly after 11 a.m., the fire trucks pulled off the highway and onto the property. The house sits about a quarter mile south of the town of Glen Dorado, which is little more than a few houses, a church, and a town hall. Boy, that sure sounds like a small town. And by the way, before you come at me, I'm not the one who said that stupid-ass thing. Your side said that. Crime only happens in big cities. Five cops shot in the epitome of a small town. Just disturbing. So stop with your fake narrative about how good things are out there. You know what didn't happen in Minneapolis today? Five cops weren't shot today in Minneapolis. Or St. Paul, or Bloomington, or Rochester, or Duluth. But in Glen Dorado, sweet Lord. A resident who asked not to be named said she heard a squad car pass through the town at high speed around 6:45 a.m. Multiple vehicles soon followed. A nearby resident of Glen Dorado said he knew of the man. He was, quote, unquote, off. The man said there were cars coming and going to the property often. So I think it's pretty safe to say the suspect here sounds like he might have been engaged in drug dealing again, considering that's his M.O. They came to basically confront him on it and search the house, and that's when he opened fire. On behalf of myself and everyone here at the radio station, all our best to those five officers. You did not deserve that. This has been a disturbing recurring story, though. Small town America, small town Minnesota, police officers trying to serve a warrant, trying to check on somebody, see if they're okay, at a traffic incident, under fire, getting shot. You know, there comes a point where when it comes to police departments and what is their biggest danger to a police officer, that would be being shot by a suspect. Here's a case, five of them. One guy, what sounds like an alleged drug dealer, at 6 a.m, so I'm presuming not exactly perky, was able to basically shoot five trained officers and not only did you know, and by the grace of God, none of them died, but not only did he do that, but he did so with minimal damage to himself. It sounds like a gunshot possible to the leg, if that gunshot happened when he opened fire on everyone else. I want to once again repeat that. If you need more proof of how deadly guns are, an alleged drug dealer, I'm presuming it's drug dealing, was able to open fire on five police officers, highly trained with weapons, my guess drawn, and they all got shot. Can we just stop this game that the guns aren't the problem? The guns are the freaking problem. The guns are the freaking problem. You can take some derelict jackass up in Glen Dorado and turn him into freaking, you know, John McClane at Nakatomi Plaza. Because he has enough firepower in his house to basically hold off a militia. And we think to ourselves, oh, there's nothing wrong here. What the hell are you talking about? We can talk about the fact that, you know, clearly, as from the comments you've heard from some of the neighbors of this guy, that people knew something was going on at this house with cars coming at all hours of the night. I have a friend that lives in, you know, in the South Metro, and he said he walks his dog. And he said that he knew something was wrong with this house fairly quickly because he kept going past it and there were people sleeping in cars, in not the same person, just randomly people sleeping in cars in front of the house. So he called the police and ended up, it was a drug house. Suburban house. It happens there. People see this. People saw this going on there. So, I mean, I can sit here and continually lambast the stupid narrative of bad things don't happen. Try that in a small town. Apparently, this guy's been doing this for a while. Amassing an arsenal. And the small town did jack squat to stop it. So I guess that maybe it's, you know, maybe it's not so much a threat as more of an encouragement. Hey, come try that in a small town. But instead, I'm going to focus on the guns. Because the reality is that this, once again, here you have five trained law enforcement officials all get shot by one guy in a house with a gun. Police, I get it. You have been romanced by the Republicans. You've been romanced by them. They keep saying, we're going to make sure that you can never be held accountable for anything. All you have to do is just go along with our policies. So you go along with their narrative of, look at those black people in Minneapolis. Who's going to rein them in? And some rural white Republican who sits there and smugly looks into the camera saying, I'll hold those people accountable while crime is going on behind them all freaking all over the place. And the police go along with it because the Republicans have said, don't worry, we will never hold you accountable for your mistakes. But your allegiance to the Republicans, police, comes at a price that you have to be target practice. And that's just the freaking reality. Because we're not talking about Minneapolis. How many small town shootings have we had in this state and in western Wisconsin in the last year alone? What, five? Was it three officers shot up north? Two officers were shot over on the highway in Wisconsin? Now five here in the mighty metroplex of Glendorado? Your biggest threat is guns. You've gotten into bed with the people who are saying, give all these people guns. I talked yesterday about that Supreme Court case that's going to come on up, which basically says a guy like this who might have even shot guns at people in a threatening manner, as long as he hasn't been convicted of that crime, should be able to be armed to the gills. And we just saw what one guy was able to do with guns. A guy who's a convicted, who's been to prison, you say to yourself, wait a second here. What do you mean this guy was able to build an arsenal of weapons? What was the list of stuff that he was able to get together there? It was, you know, some long rifles. Oh, God, where was it? Had numerous guns with him, according to law enforcement. The four long guns, three handguns, and ammunition. He had seven guns. Now, there are two different ways you can look at this argument. Matt, how do you know those were legally obtained? You're right. Nope, you're right. Which should just scare the crap out of you. That it's not the guns in the inner city here that are the problem. It's the ones in rural Minnesota that are shooting cops. And maybe, just maybe, if we had a database of all guns sold in this state, where we kept track of the serial numbers and we knew where those guns were, and we put in a mandatory 20-year jail sentence for anyone illegally selling a gun, which would immediately dry up the illegal gun sales in this state overnight, then maybe, just maybe, this guy, if these guns were illegal, might not have been able to shoot five police officers. But let's go the other way, because what the hell makes you think this guy actually amassed this arsenal illegally? He probably has a freaking punch card for his local Glendorado weapons store. Did he get the seventh one at half price? And a free sub? What makes you think this guy even got these guns illegally? Heck, he, thanks to the Republican Party of Minnesota, was probably able to go down and amass an arsenal, even with the record. Even when the guy's like, man, how many guns do you have at this point? He very likely could have easily, legally purchased all these guns with this insane argument from the right that he was a good guy with the guns until he shot the five officers. Then he was a bad guy. Who gave them those guns? We can... This is five cops. You wonder why carnage is happening in our schools in this country? A person's able to do this with five police officers. There's nothing you can do at a school. There's nothing you can do at a workplace or a park or a concert or a church or a synagogue or any house of worship or any restaurant, theater, street, house, anywhere. And I'm going to bet you right now there are angry, furious Republicans. How dare you talk about this in the time of the shooting? How dare you continue this travesty against the police in this state by just treating them as target practice for your loosey-goosey, out-of-control gun laws? Shame on you, you anti-Christian jackasses. AM 950, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'll change the subject. I'll get to Gary when we come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Join Twin Cities Quorum as they celebrate their 30th annual National Coming Out Day Luncheon. This inspirational and transformational event gives voice to the power of living openly, honestly, and with authenticity at work, in our families, and in our faith and across our lives. The realities of living an authentic life are deeper than just being out. We all have many layers of identity, and we must work together to create a world where people can bring their whole self to everything they do. The National Coming Out Day Luncheon serves as a celebration of who we are individually and together. Reserve your tickets today for Friday, October 13th. This year's National Coming Out Day Luncheon will be at the Minneapolis Convention Center in Minneapolis. The Marketplace Expo opens at 10 a.m., and the luncheon will begin at 11:45. Tickets are available to members for $60 or non-members for $75. Learn more and purchase your tickets at TwinCitiesQuorum.com on the events page. That's TwinCities, Q-U-O-R-U-M.com.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go. Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Is your remote workforce putting your company at risk? Cyber criminals are targeting your employees with COVID-19-inspired emails and attacking businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. Rimark has the tools and expertise to enable your employees to work securely from home. If you need help getting your staff to work remotely and securely, call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com. That's 651-328-8900 or RimarkIT.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show.
No, it's Republicans say, hey, you need to scream about SROs. And police run out there and start screaming about SROs. The reality is the police need to be screaming about the gun laws. Because they're so loose right now that it's incredibly dangerous to do anything in their job because the person can be armed to the gills. And I almost wonder, do the Republicans look at the police and just say, you guys can't talk about guns? You know, we'll help you out as much as we can, but if you guys start talking about controlling guns, then, you know, then we're not on your side. Well, I can tell you right now, considering what is happening with police, especially in rural Minnesota, where they're getting shot at with this regularity, anyone who's for these loosey-goosey gun laws is not on the police's side. I don't care what they say. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Gary is in Minneapolis. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Matt. I got some good news to change the subject.
Okay.
They were talking on TV about Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And she's registered, getting thousands of her fans registered. And she's the biggest thing I see in popularity, like Elvis. Like, she's so popular. And she's come out for Biden, but the registry, she says, tries to say bipartisan. But she's into gender equality issues and gay rights, they said. And then they showed Fox News really attacking her, and they said they're not getting anywhere. So that's all I had to say, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Gary in Minneapolis coming to the rescue of Taylor Swift, and Taylor is very appreciative of that. I am stunned. I mean, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, I think with Stein. It's stunning. Stunning that the Republicans think attacking Taylor Swift is a good idea. I mean, do you understand how loyal her fans are? I would say it's like Madonna, but I don't remember Madonna fans being like this when the wannabes were going on like this. I mean, we are talking rarefied air as far as celebrity goes. And Taylor Swift resonates with pretty much everyone age 25 and under. Heck, I've got quite a few of her songs. I think she's fantastic. I really do. I think she's actually magnificent. I think she's incredibly talented. And the Republicans, I mean, I understand, and she does, by the way, and she does indeed try to say, I'm not going to get involved in politics specifically in endorsing someone here or there. But don't think for one second that she hasn't looked around and seen all these Republicans attacking her. I mean, even Broad Corp's like, what are you guys doing? It's Taylor Swift. And even Broad Corp's like, I love Taylor Swift. She's very good. No, I think that this is, it's Fox News, and I was talking, remember yesterday I said I went down and I talked with the South Metro DFL Senior Caucus, and I talked to them about generations. There's a reason why Fox News is desperately trying to figure out a way to stop Generation Z from voting, is because they do not poll at all with them in any capacity. They are... I think I've seen 75-25 Generation Z favoring Democrats over Republicans. They've never seen margins like that. And so this is why every Republican's like, you should be a white landowner to vote. You know, that's their whole mentality now. I don't know who is the brain trust that came up with the attacking Taylor Swift, but if you turn Taylor Swift merch into a political statement, well, I guess we'll start playing the funeral dirge for you right now, because you're not going to survive that on a political scale. And like I said, where are you going with that again? Where are you going with that again? We'll take a break. Hour two, that's coming up next.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Smoked Chicken Liver Pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the...
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB